So, Tread, what's next for you and Annie?
Well, my mission in life is to energize and to be a beacon of hope for those in need. And I'd like to tell everybody, you know, on the Bow site and Thickbo and Leatherwall, if you have somebody who is in need, if you have somebody who needs to speak to somebody who is disabled or who has cancer or who needs some help, if you get on my Facebook and ask for me to call them, I will get in touch with you immediately, and I will call them. And I do this for about 10 people a week. It makes me feel great, and I know it makes them feel great. Annie's going to a monster fundraiser for Wounded Warriors and other things. I'm going to the Barta Boys and Girls Club Billfish Tournament in Beaufort. Go to BartaBillfish.com if you just want to see about the tournament. And then I plan to go to Guatemala in September. And, Pat, let me put you on the spot. I would like to do a hog hunt for 10 or 15, 20 people. I don't care. I don't care if they shoot the bazooka, the long, or the compound, or the crossbow. It's welcome. And I'd like you and I to sponsor the hunt, meaning that we're going to arrange for the hunt and go to a place and just have good country food, a nice clean place. Doesn't have to be the Taj Mahal. And I don't care if it's fed, whatever what it is, and either javelina or hogs, and have a bunch of guys get together and have a good time. And I'm inviting Thickbo, Leatherwall on the Bow site. Let's participate and get suggestions of where we can go and all talk about it, figure it out, and let's have a big jamboree, and I'll come, and I'm going to plan on getting one. And it would actually be the first animal, and I'm talking about, I don't know what you think, October, November, something like that. I don't want to freeze my butt off, but I don't want it to be 400 degrees either. But I think that'd be fun.
I think so,
we'll call
too.
It the Barta Bowsite Hog Jamboree. How's that?
I love that idea, and I think that there's a ton of people on the site that would love to do that hunt with us. I think that's a great idea, and I think there's a ton of people on Bowsite and Thickbo that would love to join us for that hunt.
Yeah, it'd be fun, and I don't want it to be expensive, but you know, I'm not looking to sleep in a tent either. I'd like to have nice accommodations, good country, open buffet, and an outdoor fire pit, and you know, just have a great time. Yeah, and I think it'd be fun.
That sounds great. I don't know about the open buffet though.
Well,
I'll have to think about that one. But we might be able to cook up some hogs that night.
Yeah, well, somebody shoots straight, with somebody connected, that'd be great.
Yeah. The only reason I cringe on the idea of the open buffet is I have an awful lot of my visitors are training for their mountain elk hunts and their high country mule deer hunts right now. So we're all trying to get in shape. We all got fat over the winter.
Well, everybody does.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something else that I have been doing, and a PLUG plug. I have been doing quite a bit of outdoor lectures and inspirational talks to the hunting and fishing clubs and shooting demonstrations and stuff, and I'm available for that for a small speaking fee. And anybody who wants to get on my Facebook, I've got, I think, four times next year or so. I am enjoying doing that, and it's a good thing. And plug, PLUG. We got all kind of neat stuff on TredBarta.com. And by the way, our net profit is 37 cents for the last 2 years. Not exactly retiring on that, but there's some fun stuff there. I did some fun stuff for kids. And, you know, I'd like to end our interview by saying this. You never know. And I hope everybody is listening really carefully. Never appreciate until you don't have it. There's not a day in my life I don't think about walking striped bass fishing at Montauk and feeling the sand between my toes. There's not a day that I don't look up on these mountain ridges and know that I climbed them. And you need to appreciate life, and you need to appreciate that time with your kids or a cup of coffee on the porch of life with your wife or a family dinner is for. Realize it, and you don't hear me until you don't have it. And I'm very lucky that I have a lot of love near me, and I have my wife Annie, and I got my dog Ahi, and I got my kids, and I got my fans, and I'm doing the best that I can do every day, which is very hard. And I just hope you hear the message, because the message is true. And think about this. I'm in a wheelchair. I roll out on my porch in about 5 minutes when I'm finished with you guys, and I'm going to work out with 5-pound weights. And then 10-pound weights, and I'm going to try to do one with 12 pounds. And I used to do 50 pounds. It's not how much, it's how hard you try. Never, ever give up. Families who hunt and fish together, stay together. And there's nothing more important than the way we treat each other. And let me tell you something, buddy. This is from the heart to every one of you. And you kids listening, and I'm asking, if you listen to this entire interview, there's not one word that your children cannot hear. And kids, hug your parents. Because your parents are the friends that you'll ever have. They're the most loyal, most wonderful human beings. They are supermen and superwomen, and you'll never have a better friend. And now's the time to enjoy that friendship. And with that, I'll say a small prayer very quickly. For what we are about to receive, may the Lord make us truly thankful. God bless this great country. And Pat, God bless you for pulling us all together on your websites. Millions of people, 2 million people last year, that all have the same love of God's creation, the outdoors. And with that, I'm going to go work out.
Dread. Thank you very much. God bless you. You're always an inspiration to all of us, and we sincerely appreciate everything you've done for the sport of archery and hunting, and we just wish you all the best.
You know what, Pat? Appreciate it. Let's leave it on a up note. Pat, where do you find a turtle with no legs?
I don't know.
Exactly where you left. See you later, Bubba.
See you, buddy.
Bye-bye.